struggled and struggled and struggled to give it a title. But finally, as we were singing, a thought came to me. So I've learned to just at times listen to such thoughts. Because when the Spirit of God will speak, he usually speaks to our hearts, thoughts. They just come. I'm not saying every thought is the Spirit of God. A thought that lines up with the Word of God is how you know that this is the Spirit of God speaking to you. If you are not sure that the thought you are receiving lines up with the Word of God, then go search the Scriptures. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you a Scripture to back up this thought. Right? And if you are not sure, if you don't want to ask the Holy Spirit, please ask somebody who is filled with the Holy Spirit. And they can guide you. But it's got to be scriptural. Amen. And please, that's not to scare somebody away who's got an idea that looks foolish. Please, if you are not sure it's an idea, it looks stupid, it doesn't look spiritual, please come to us. We will make it spiritual by the grace of God. Amen. So this thought came to me, and this is what we will title this very short message. By the grace of God, once it's 12:30, I give you the permission to say stop in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say amen. Who's going to say stop in the name of Jesus at 12:30? See them. See them. Can you see them? You need to get saved, guys. Just joking. Now I know those people who are always timing, you know. This year we're going to have fun, brother. Fun. Fun. I'm telling you. How many of us like fighting? You just like fight. You just like strife. You just like, you know, last week I told us to do an experiment, an age experiment. Subtract your age from 70, right? And ask yourself the number of years left between you and 70 years old. Do you want to spend the rest of your life living the way you've lived up till now? Fighting, quarreling, sad, dejected, broke, busted, happy, whichever way. Make up your mind. Between now and the time you hit 70 years old, you want to enjoy this life left. I have made up my mind, and I am serious. I want to enjoy my life. Please, if you don't want to enjoy, please leave us. Leave those of us who want to enjoy. Please tell somebody, if you don't want to enjoy, I want to enjoy. Tell him, are you scared of him? He won't beat you. All right, so this is the thought. As you shut the door. Please, somebody say, as you shut the door. As you shut the door. And please tell me, I've got 29 more minutes. Please tell it, say, you've got 29 more minutes. 19. Wow, people are timing me. Thou art snared with the words of their mouth. That's what the Bible says. All right, let's have fun. As you shut the door. As you shut the door. We are looking at a theme throughout this month, shut the door. So as you shut the door. Now, what I want to share with you, like I said, is just from what I'm learning. We heard a word, strong word, and that word really ministered to me on the first day of the last 12 days of last year that we had a retreat in this church. And the door was a confirmation of the same word God gave me before the retreat. And it's found in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. I'm telling you, I'll be done by 12:30. In Matthew 6, 6, if you can display it, we may not be reading all the scriptures. I'll just kind of paraphrase from time to time. You go back home and check if what I'm saying is true. Be a Berean Christian. But when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. I repeat, but you, Matthew 6:6, when you pray, go into your room And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now, I have something I usually do on the last day of every year, which is usually the last day of, you know, our annual retreat. I try to go away from everybody, go away from the family, my wife, the children, just before we come for the watch night service. So I try to spend the last day of the year just by myself, behind some closed door somewhere. And, you know, last year, on the 31st of December, somehow I realized that I don't have an office like we've had in the last 12 years as a church. We've always had a place of our own. I always had an office, so I can easily retire there, lock the place. I know everybody's coming in the night. So I was searching and searching and searching. Where do I go? Where do I go? Where do I go? I asked some people, please, you know anywhere I can go? Some people offered me, you know, their lovely houses and all that. I thought I was searching. Where can I go so I can shut the door? And somehow I entered a tiny little room in our house. We have this tiny little room that is meant to be a child's room. We don't have children in my house anymore. We have two grown, well, I almost said what the Americans say, two grown dash men, you know, filling the dots. Don't fill it, okay? Now, I was there and I came out. And I was telling my wife suggested, you know, checking here, checking there. I said, I don't want to spend money. I'm looking for somewhere cheap where it won't cost me a penny. You know, I wanted to call you. Maybe I should come to your house. I said, no, I won't come and disturb, you know, you and your lovely wife. By the way, I'll tell everybody what you are doing at the prayer meeting on Friday. Should I tell them what you are doing? But there's no problem. When you are praying, sir, when you are praying, I said, we're going to have fun. When you were praying, this man came in. His wife was at the back there, and he was kissing his wife while you were leading prayer. How holy. Holy brother. Holy brother. You know, I was watching Kingsley's photograph yesterday. You know, Kingsley, for those who don't know, Kingsley is one of our media team. And, you know, they sent us photographs, and he was kissing his wife. He got married officially yesterday. And today I was just going out now. I don't know if this was the Holy Spirit or my mind. I'm still looking for a scripture for it. I said, we're going to change his name from Kingsley to Kiss Kingsley. No, I said, I warned you, I'm just having fun here. How many minutes do I have left? All right. When you're tired of me, you will tell me to stop, won't you? All right. Oh, there's fullness of joy in God's presence. We should all come here to be filled. Anyway, I came out of that room, went back, came out, and then my wife called me. Said, have you thought about it? Why don't you go inside that room? Just next door to our own main bedroom. I said, are you speaking by the Spirit of God? Because that's the same thing that occurred to me when I just entered the room now. A thought came to me. Why don't you just lock yourself inside this room? It's the room where we iron. It's the room where we keep all sorts of junk. I said, no, that's a door. So I told everybody, please, I'm going inside that room. I'm shutting the door. And I shut the door, and I began to practice the things we learned on the first day of the retreat. And since then, I've been shutting the door. I literally go inside that room and shut the door so that I can be alone with God. No distraction. And let me tell us, one of the things that happens when you shut the door is that you don't see anybody. You go inside the room, you don't carry people into the room with you. So if you are nursing unforgiveness, regret, bitterness, anger against somebody, and you want to go inside the closet to pray to God, you are wasting your time. Because the Bible says, Jesus warned, when you stand praying, the first thing you should do is forgive. When you go behind closed doors, don't go there with people. Don't carry people in your heart there. I spent almost over an hour yesterday with someone. I wanted to shut the door, Ezekiel. I wanted to go inside that room, but I saw some missed calls on my phone, and I said, okay, prioritize. Let me just call this person. I'll call this other person later. Because I want to go inside that room now, and nobody must disturb me. I was on the phone over an hour, Ezekwe. And the conversation was just on how they fought with somebody, how somebody fought with them, how somebody did this, how somebody did that. I wanted to shut the person up, but the Holy Spirit said, no, listen. Just learn. And the person went on, this, they did this, they said this, they said this to me, they said this about me, I wasn't there, they lied against me, they did this, they did that, they did that, they did. I kept listening, and then I looked at the time, it's almost time for the alert you sent to us to pray at 12 noon. I said, okay, I just told the person, I've got a meeting right now, so let's round up. And I just simply told the person, I said, how old are you? The person told me their age. I said, subtract it from 70. Subtract it. I said, is this how you want to live the rest of your life? Fighting people. Over nothing. And we are Christians. Do you know what makes you a Christian? It means that you are forgiven. It means that you have received forgiveness and you now know how to give forgiveness. A Christian is not a label. It's not a title. It's a lifestyle. It's your character. The seed of God has come inside you and germinated. And now you are that fruit, the fruit of righteousness. The law of God is showing you daily. You are giving it out to other people. So as you shut the door, we land on Thursday. And we will land this Thursday again. Beware of distractions. Now, a major distraction, two major distractions, we'll see in Acts chapter 16 and verse 16, from 16, 17, 18. What happened? These people, the Bible tells us about them, Acts 16, verse 16, they were going to the place of prayer. So picture this, they were going to a place where they were going to enter, shut the door so they could pray. So as they were going, they met, the Bible says a certain slave girl, who was possessed with a spirit of divination, met them on the way. We're talking about as you shut the door. So as you are going to shut the door, be mindful, because that is the toughest moment. Distractions will come. If you are ready for distractions, you will know how to deal with them. Oh my, you don't know what happens to me in my college. 12 noon is when my break time, 1 hour break should be. I get an alert to pray at 12 noon. That's when all the students in my college want to see me. It's that 12 they want to see me. I've told them I don't talk to mortals at 12. I only talk to the immortal. And if you want to know who I'm talking to, see me after the, I almost said see me after the service. I tell them in the college, see me after college. Then we can talk outside the college. I will tell you who I talk to at 12 noon. I don't talk to no mortal. But that is when the distraction will come. A girl came to distract them. And what was this girl saying? Even though she was possessed, but at this point in time, nobody knew she had a foul spirit, right? What was she saying? She was actually saying that these are the prophets of God. These are the servants of God. These are people who are going to show us the way of salvation. She was actually talking something that was accurate, something that sounded godly. Distraction. Oftentimes, when you want to pray, that's when somebody wants to call you. That's when somebody wants to talk to you. Pastor, please, Pastor, I have to see you now. I want to, please, Pastor. And then they take all of your time. And then you are drained. And then probably they've poisoned your mind. You're now struggling to go behind the door. Or you've even missed that appointment you want to have with God. So beware of distractions. Distractions, two major distractions, people and the things that may look legitimate. When I say legitimate issues, legitimate concerns, maybe that's when, you know, they tell you, no, this thing is important, please come, we need you now and all that. Let me tell you two things God told me, right? When you have an appointment with me, keep the appointment, right? People can wait. The issues that is bothering you, that even looks legitimate, even in behind the closed doors, we can sort it out there. Let me tell you, if people cannot wait, if anything happens to you, they won't wait for you. Listen. And anyone who is a distraction to you anytime you want to shut the door and go behind closed doors, anyone you cannot do without has become an idol. When you want to have an appointment with God, no matter how important it is, people can wait. The issues that are legitimate also can wait. This girl followed them, the Bible says, several days. They were going to the place of prayer. Every time they wanted to go to the place of prayer, she would come prophesying. How many of us like prophecy? You like people who will come and tell you what will happen to you tomorrow. I love it. If you can tell, believe me, if you can tell me what can happen to me tomorrow, day after, you'll be my friend. And you are accurate. But the reality is this, the Holy Spirit is the only one, the Bible says, who will show us things to come. And if we are Christians, we have the Holy Spirit. So why go to a human being who is inadequate, who is not perfect, to be seeking help for tomorrow when the one who owns tomorrow lives on the inside of you? Please, let's wise up this year, right? People can wait. And the issues that distract us from going behind the closed doors also can wait. So please, if they can, people can wait, because if you die, they won't wait for you. Okay, life continues. All right. So there's no one you cannot do without. It's only God you can not do without. All right. So you succeed to get behind the door. You shut the door. Please always come, not in any particular order. When you're coming behind the closed doors to have an encounter, please, you are coming with one attitude. You are coming only for one reason. Listen. You are coming to listen, not to talk. You see, oftentimes when we want to pray, we want to come before God and just talk. And usually we measure prayer meetings by how much talk we talked. Jesus calls it vain repetition. Yesterday you came for prayer meeting, you killed the devil. Today you came, you killed the devil. Day after tomorrow, you killed all your enemies. The ones from your forefathers, you killed them. You killed them last year. This year again, you killed them. Vain repetition. When will they die? Come to listen. Come with one reason. Jesus said, or rather the Bible first of all tells us in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, come. Let us reason together. If your sins are red like scarlet, come on, they can be white as wool. So don't come with a heart of condemnation. By the way, I want us to have the picture in our minds of a car, right, that you've been driving all over the place. You've been refueling, you've been doing all sorts, and they send you a notice that your car is due for servicing. So please, do you carry your car for servicing because your car is in good condition? No. You take the car for servicing because the car has been battered, you've used it, the oil needs to be changed, the filter needs to be changed, all that needs to be changed. So you bring a bad car to the service station. Same thing. You can come to your Father, not because you have not sinned. Come because you have sinned. Come to be cleansed. Come. That's the reason. He said, let's reason together. So don't let your sin be a reason why you cannot come behind closed doors. Come there and settle it. Receive cleansing. So come to listen. Come with reason. Jesus said, come to me, all you who what? Labor and are heavy laden, because I will give you rest. He's not saying come when you are rest, when everything's fine. I don't know where we got this idea. Look, we need to come, right? When you sin, that's not when to run away from God. That's when to run to God so that you can receive forgiveness. So come to stay. So come to listen. Come with reason. Come to stay. What do we mean by come to stay? Please when you enter God's presence, closed door, physical appointment, and you leave, don't leave God's presence. Let God's presence go with you. All right? I think I've said that. 2 more minutes to go. And as God's presence goes with you, please just follow and keep following. Right? Till you have the next door, closed door session. And when you shut the door, the story of Martha and Mary. Awesome story. This is the story. I got 2 more minutes. Jesus comes. The story is seen in Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 42. Maybe someday we'll unpack it better. Jesus comes, the Bible said he came to a certain village and entered a certain house, and a certain woman received him. When you hear the word certain, 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 that is intentional. That is deliberate. Jesus came deliberately and entered their house deliberately. That meant Jesus came on a mission. Right? He came on a mission. Somebody comes to your house, knocks your door, you open the door, right? They came on a mission. That means they have an assignment. They have something to deliver to you. But what did Martha do? Martha opens the door, shuts the door, Jesus enters. Guess what Martha did? Put Jesus down there and went about to start serving Jesus food. Excuse me. Has it ever happened to you before? Please, can we calm those children down or take them out? Take them to the playground. Tell them we are adults are playing here too. Okay? Has somebody ever come to your house before, Ezekiel? Has it ever happened to you? I'm closing now. You go intentionally. There's something you want to tell them. They receive you into the house. And they ask you to sit down. And they go about. And the next thing, they bring a table, juice, oranges, chin-chin, biscuits, kebab. They didn't even ask you, what do you want? When we go behind closed doors with Jesus, it's not to give Jesus what we have, it's to receive from him what he wants to give us. Behind closed doors. It's 12:30 and I'm stopping. Behind closed doors. Can we bow our heads, people? We'll unpack this later to the glory of God. I don't know what you heard, but you heard something. And I'm praying the Holy Spirit. Please, can you get on the keyboard, please? Let's just spend 1 minute or two. I do not know what you heard, but bow your heads and ask the Spirit of God to speak to you right now. When we come behind closed doors, it's not to serve Jesus, it's to receive. The Bible says Mary, in that same house, Mary sat at Jesus' feet. She didn't move, but Martha kept moving, troubled about so many things. If you are here right now and you are troubled about so many things, it is a sign that you are not sitting to receive. What is it that you can give your maker? What exactly do we think we can give him that will impress him? Is it your money? Is it your gold? Is it your silver? God can demand for that, to teach you to rely on him. But it's not your giving him that impresses him. It's you sitting down to receive his instruction and be ready to